on KJAN as Chris and I will be in Griswold tonight for a Western Iowa Conference girl and boy doubleheader. A couple of pretty decent ball games on tap for tonight as the Griswold girls will play host to IKM Manning in the first contest. And the second game will have the boys' contest, IKM Manning facing off against Griswold. We'll have them both for you here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web, too. You can stream it live at KJAN.com or on your smartphones with the free KJAN app. We'll also have live streaming video of the ball games tonight as well on our TV page at KJAN.com. That's IKM Manning at Griswold tonight. Girls first. We're on the air at 6 o'clock. Boys will follow here on KJAN. In college basketball last night, Trevor Berkley drilled his only three-pointer of the game as Drake scored the final 6 points in the final 16 seconds to rally past Western Michigan 71-68 last night. Connor Tava hit a jumper with 52 seconds left, putting the Broncos up for the 10th time in that seesaw game at 66-65. After a timeout, Berkley hit his three with 16 seconds on the clock. Jordan Daniels made two free throws and Seth Van Deest one. Tava missed a three-pointer in the final second. Drake had trailed by as many as 8 points after halftime. The teams went through stretches of swapping the lead on each possession with 20 lead changes and 5 ties. Jacob Ennevald Jensen scored 16 points for Drake. Jordan Daniels added 14 with 7 assists, and Chris Caird had 10 points. Drake improves to 7-3 with that victory last night. Unranked Stanford has handed number 10 Connecticut its first loss of the men's basketball season. Chase and Randall poured in 22 points, and the Cardinal turned a 38-28 halftime deficit into a 53-51 victory over the Huskies in Hartford. Dwight Powell had 10 points and 15 rebounds as Stanford improved 8-2 with its first significant win of the season. North Carolina's up-and-down season has gone south once again. DeMarcus Holland scored on a follow-up of his own free throw with 4.1 seconds left to give Texas an 86-83 win over 14th-ranked Tar Heels at Chapel Hill. Isaiah Hill Taylor scored 16 points, and Holland finished with 15 as the Longhorns improved 10-1. It's the second home loss of the season for North Carolina against an unranked non-conference opponent. Elsewhere around the top 25, LaQuinton Ross scored 8 of his 19 points during a 15-0 run that lifted third-ranked Ohio State past Delaware 76-64. Kenny Cherry scored 10 of his 20 points in overtime to carry 12th-ranked Baylor past Northwestern State 91-84. Number 22 Massachusetts beat Ohio 83-71, and 24th-ranked San Diego State clobbered Southern Utah 76-39. Busy night in the NBA last night. It was Charlotte over Toronto in overtime, 104-102. Miami edging Indiana 97-94. Utah beat Orlando 86-82. Detroit downing Boston 107-106. Atlanta outscored Sacramento 124-107. It was Washington over Brooklyn 113-107. New York in double overtime beats Milwaukee 107-101. Minnesota topping Portland 120-109. Dallas a 105-91 winner over Memphis. San Antonio topping Phoenix 108-101. It was Houston beating Chicago 109-94. And the LA Clippers downing New Orleans 108-95. In the National Hockey League last night, just 2 games, New Jersey beat Ottawa 5-2. And Pittsburgh needed to go to a shootout to beat the New York Rangers by a score of 4-3. Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes announced Wednesday the signing of 4 junior college transfers. That list includes the nation's leading junior college tackler, Jordan Harris, along with defensive lineman Gabe Luna, safety Devron Moore, and 357-pound guard Wendell Taze. Rhodes says all 4 are enrolled in school and will be available for spring workouts. Rhodes added that each of them should compete for starting jobs right away. 3 of those signings came on defense, where Iowa State allowed 36 points a game in 2013. The University of Washington has confirmed to the Associated Press that it's looking into recruiting allegations against an assistant football coach following a report in the Los Angeles Times. The Times said Wednesday on its website that Washington and Southern California, which recently hired head coach Steve Sarkisian away from Washington, are investigating whether Huskies defensive line coach Tosh Lopui violated NCAA rules by paying for private tutoring and online classes for a recruit. The newspaper says the allegations involve Andrew Basham, a former defensive lineman and shot putter at Linwood High School in Washington. Basham signed a letter of intent with Washington in February, but didn't qualify academically to enroll at the university. A Bowling Green has hired Eastern Illinois' Dino Babers as its new football coach. Babers was 19-7 in 2 seasons at Eastern Illinois and led the school to a 12-2 record and the football championship series quarterfinals this season. He replaces Dave Clawson, who guided Bowling Green to a Mid-American Conference championship before he left for Wake Forest earlier this month. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs signed tight end Richard Gordon, and they placed tight end Dominique Jones on the reserve non-football illness list Wednesday as part of a series of roster moves. The Chiefs also signed wide receiver Fred Williams and tight end Jake Byrne to the practice squad, released wide receiver Jeremy Boyd from the practice squad, and they placed tight end Demetrius Harris on the practice squad injured reserve list. Gordon played 27 games and made two starts in two seasons with the Raiders. He was released by Oakland prior to the season and signed by the Steelers on October 15th. He was released again December 7th. Williams spent 2 years in the Arena Football League, while Byrne has played in 7 games this season for the Houston Texans. A municipal court hearing for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Dwayne Bowe on speeding and marijuana possession citations has been rescheduled. Bowe's lawyers, Kevin E.J. Reagan, said through legal assistant Jennifer Purvis that the hearing has been moved from Wednesday to January 22nd. Purvis says the office doesn't plan to comment further. Police in the Kansas City suburb of Riverside said that Bowe was driving about 48 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone when he was stopped on November 10th. Police said an officer smelled a strong odor of marijuana from inside the vehicle and found two containers holding what the officer suspected was marijuana. Bowe previously apologized in a statement for the distraction. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said he intends to let the legal situation run its course. Elsewhere around the NFL, Seattle Seahawks cornerback Brandon Browner has been suspended indefinitely for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. The suspension is the second in two seasons for Browner, who sat out 4 games last season for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Browner hasn't played since being injured in Week 10 against Atlanta. He filed an appeal of the suspension while injured, and the Seahawks are waiting for an answer from the league. The suspension likely ends Browner's time with the Seahawks. He'll become a free agent after the season and could file for reinstatement after 1 year. Durable linebacker London Fletcher says he's 99% sure that he'll retire after the season. The Redskins' mainstay has never missed a game in the NFL, playing in 254 consecutive games. That's the longest streak by a defensive player since the 1970 merger. The 38-year-old also started 213 games in a row. That's the all-time mark for a linebacker. The Chicago Bears remain optimistic that Lance Briggs will play this weekend at Philadelphia. The 7-time Pro Bowl linebacker practiced yesterday on a limited basis as he tries to work his way back from a small fracture in his left shoulder. Coach Mark Trestman again said he's optimistic Briggs will play against the Eagles, but he remains day-to-day. Saints head coach Sean Payton has announced that veteran Shane Graham is the new kicker for the team, and that Terron Armstead would get his first start at left tackle. The Saints also have signed veteran safety Eric Frampton, who played under current Saints defensive coordinator Rob Ryan in Dallas last season and is expected to help on special teams. Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco will wear a brace on his left knee in Sunday's game against the New England Patriots. That brace is a precautionary move in the wake of the injury he sustained last Monday night in Detroit. Jacksonville Jaguars center Brad Meester has announced that he'll retire after this season. The 36-year-old Meester played his entire career in Jacksonville and is the only person to play for every coach in franchise history. Bills quarterback E.J. Manuel will miss Sunday's game against Miami due to swelling in his left knee. Journeyman Thad Lewis will get the start. He went 1-2 as a starter earlier this year, including a win over the Dolphins. Houston quarterback Matt Schaub will start for an injured Case Keenum on Sunday against Denver. Schaub will start for the first time since October 13th when he was benched. Keenum has an injury to a ligament in his right thumb and he can't grip the football. The Texans have lost 12 games in a row. In baseball news, the San Diego Padres have added another piece to their bullpen. A person familiar with the situation says former Detroit closer Joaquin Benoit has accepted a 2-year, $15.5 million contract with the Padres pending a physical. He had 24 saves and 26 chances last season after becoming the closer. He's expected to replace setup man Luke Gregerson, who was traded to Oakland for outfielder Seth Smith. Third baseman Casey McGee has agreed to a $1.1 million one-year contract with the Miami Marlins. McGee hit .292 with 28 homers in Japan last season. The Colorado Rockies have reacquired left-hander Franklin Morales from the Boston Red Sox, along with minor league reliever Chris Martin for versatile infielder Jonathan Herrera. Morales is coming off a season in which he went 2-2 with a .462 ERA in 20 games for the World Series champion Red Sox. The Orioles have obtained outfielder David Luff from the Kansas City Royals for infielder Danny Valencia. The 27-year-old Luff batted .286 with 5 homers and 33 RBIs in 96 games as a rookie last season. Valencia hit .304 in 170 plate appearances for Baltimore. That's a check of our sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.